Fayette scored the first and last runs of their game at Salisbury Thursday, but in between, the hometown Panthers certainly dominated things. As a result, Salisbury blasted the Falcons 12-2 after 4.5 innings of Lewis and Clark Conference action heard on KMMO AM. Down 1-0 in the bottom of the second, the Panthers sent 9 batters to the plate and scored 4 runs. 3 of those were unearned, crossing home plate after a 2-out error as Salisbury went ahead for good 4-1. The next inning, 10 hitters came up and the first 7 all scored. The margin thus widened to 11-1 after 3 frames. Salisbury then tacked on 1 more run in the bottom of the 4th. Fayette scored for the last time in the top of the 5th as things ended early due to the 10-run rule. The Panthers had 12 runs on 11 hits. Trevor Hinkie singled, homered, and drove in 4 tallies for the winners. Gabe Knoll, Anthony Bales, and Evan Fessler also chipped in with 2 hits each for their side. Knoll scored 3 times and drove in 2 runs. Bales crossed home plate twice, and Fessler drove in a run and scored another for the Panthers. Fayette mustered 2 runs on 3 hits. Aaron Wilder singled, doubled, scored a run, and drove in 1 for the Falcons. Spencer Bloss pitched all 5 innings for Salisbury to earn the victory. He allowed 3 hits while walking 6 and striking out 5. Fayette's Cameron Stornello left the scene after 2 frames. He gave up just 1 earned run while sustaining the loss for the visitors. The game got out of hand for the Falcons when they used a couple of freshman bullpenners who surrendered 8 runs over the final 2 frames. Salisbury's now 1-1. Fayette drops to 1-2 on the year. The Panthers stopped the Falcons 12-2 in 4.5 innings on Thursday. For KMMO Sports, this is Greg Schmidt reporting.